All right, Jeremy Bradley here, live on the red carpet at the ACAs on Fox. I'm joined by a red carpet newcomer, really. Darren Moore is here.
Hey, it's so good to be here. It's my first red carpet ever, and I'm excited about it.
Okay, is it what you expected, though? Because I know every artist always dreams about the red carpet, right?
You know, it is. Really, to be honest with you, it's been even really more than what I expected. You know, you don't know what to expect when you pull in, so it's been really, really cool. And I have to say, country radio, a lot of people in the country industry has opened their arms up and wrapped their arms around me and been so good to me since the record's been released.
And that's really what country music is all about, right? I mean, when we hear pop music and all the other stuff that's out there, it's not really the same feeling as country music.
Yeah, you know, that's the way I feel about it. Country music to me speaks to the heart, or it either makes you want to dance or drink or do, you know what I'm saying? It speaks to you as a country person, and I think that's, I've seen that with country music, that people try to lend a hand and help other people along the way, you know, whether you're a newcomer or whatever. I like country music because of that.
And you're certainly doing that, of course, with your connection to St. Jude Children's Hospital. Tell me about what doing music means to you to help the other people out there.
Yeah, well, you know, being diagnosed with cancer at the age of 16, and I went to St. Jude and spent almost 3 years there and had 122 chemotherapy treatments before I was cured. Really, you know, I always loved music. But really going through the cancer things when I learned the true power of music. And I have to say that St. Jude and going through that, I wouldn't want to go through it again, but it was a stepping stone to my career, I have to say that. And you learn so much walking through something like that. You know, it changes your life. And being able to write songs now and go back and those kids sit there and listen to you and get up and be able to talk to them, say, you know what, you can make it because I did. And that's nothing to me, nothing more big in the world than that for me.
Okay, well, it is going to be a big night. What are you looking forward to tonight? What do you hope to see? What do you hope happens? What's your excitement about tonight?
Well, you know, I'm just excited to see because it's fan-voted, and I think that's so cool. And I'm just happy to see what the fans think and what they're, you know what I'm saying, who they vote in and who gets what. So.
And the new single was out in August, right? Just
that's
recently?
That's correct.
And tell us about the song very quickly.
Cowboy Up and Party Down. Great up-tempo rodeo song. And one I didn't write, but one that it really spoke to my, you know, to me when I heard it. And I thought, wow, that's the song. You get off at 5 o'clock, you could turn up, have fun driving down the road on the way home. So that's, and I love the rodeo industry. Great time to be in town this week.
I was going to say, I did not know about this coming in yesterday, and now my hotel is all, it's cowboys. There's cowboy hats everywhere. I feel underdressed not wearing a cowboy hat there.
I understand. But, you know, we're here, and we've actually tonight, we got a lot of interviews tonight with the NFR. So it's really, really neat.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We wish you all the best.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks very much.
Hey, thanks.